Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
I told you, man, it's different.
It's a little different. This is a little different.
You sound like a baby goat in the mountains.
Indeed.
Hey. Okay. You got me back. Hey. Very psychedelic, huh?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday.
Good morning.
If you're getting stoned with us, yay. So come on in. Have a seat. Sit down.
We know Indiana getting stoned.
Yeah, man. Because lyrics here.
Yes, sir.
BW's back.
I am.
I'm Sean Roberts. I'm always here. And this is your Weekly Dose podcast.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us today. And of course, you know we're streaming live to you from Orange County.
Yeah.
And if you're new to your Weekly Dose, our podcast is about having fun as we recap our past week and enlighten you, your day through laughter.
Yep, we like to make you laugh and talk about the silly, awkward, and embarrassing things we've all done recently. You know, the things that connect us all and the things that make us all human, because laughter is the best medicine.
That's right, guys. And to all of our listeners, old and new, we love it when you guys are a part of the show. So join us in the conversation by commenting on each of our episodes on our website, yourweeklydose.com.
And you can send us a message via X or Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
Yep, you can also connect with us on Facebook at Your Weekly Dose or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
I love the fact he's actually giving us the cues.
That's pretty cool.
Your turn.
I'm hyped. I'm hyped.
He's in the zone. He's in the zone this morning, man.
I love it. I love it.
It's that guitar, man.
Well, we've got a fun show for you guys today. We've got catching up to what's trending. We got a couple of new sponsors today. We'll be talking about the most valuable records.
Yes, sir.
10 songs that will make you have a great day.
Oh, I'm right.
Okay.
It's National Lookalike Day, so we're going to talk about who we look alike, or what maybe people said about us.
This will be fun.
And because it's 420, baby, we're going to give you some marijuana facts for 2024.
Yes, sir.
Oh, let's get high. Oh, yeah.
We actually met an herbologist yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, Thursday we met an herbologist.
Yeah, we did. That was actually...
Well, not only, guys, can you download the show for free from our website, you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, tell the world what you think of us. So please rate and review the show. Today's theme song is Stoned by Enough's Enough. If you guys don't know who this band is, check them out. Great band from Chicago. Good friends of mine, too. And really, really cool guys. And Chip, is very much a cannabis user and promoter.
Yeah, I can tell from this picture you have on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, Chip's great. Love him. Love him, love him, love him. Great guy. I've got a funny story about Enough's Enough. So I have a friend of mine from high school, and she was staying with these people, and she made friends with this older lady. I'm going to say older because about 10, 15 years older than us. And the whole cool thing was that she goes, hey, I've got a friend of mine over here right now. I want you to meet. Why don't you come on down? I said, okay. At the time, she was living like about 10 minutes away from my house here. So I drove over, say hi to her, and she introduces me to her friend. And we just kind of started talking or whatever. And then my high school friend says to her girlfriend that she mentioned that I'm a musician. She goes, oh, well, my ex-husband was a musician. I said, really? She goes, yeah, he plays bass in a band or whatever, you know. Mm. So I'm thinking like a cover band kind of a thing.
Of course,
you know. So I'm thinking, okay, well, that's kind of cool. And then we're kind of talking. And then she starts mentioning Chicago and Blue Island.
Oh, she starts.
Southside.
Gotcha.
You know, Chicago Heights. You know, kind of thing. Or no, I'm sorry. No, she kept mentioning back home, back home, back home. That's what it was. And then I said, well, where's back home? And she tells me, you know, Blue Island. I said, well, one of my favorite bands comes out of Blue Island. She goes, really? I said, yeah. I said, Enough's Enough. She goes, Chip's my ex-husband.
Word.
I'm like, out of all the people in the world, talk about 7 degrees of separation.
It would be him. Yeah.
I mean, I got now to be friends with Chip's ex-wife. And I'm like, you're kidding. She goes, no. She goes, how do you know Chip? And I told her, you know, and I said, I've been a fan or whatever, and just got to know him when he played out here, you know. And so I go, I have one of his numbers. And she goes, well, let me see. And I said, okay. So I give her, show her my phone. And she goes, well, that's the office number. Let me give you his cell.
Word.
So then we decide to call him and everything. And so he answers right away, you know, because they have a daughter together. And so now we're talking to Chip and everything. She goes, I have a friend of yours here in California. He goes, well, shit, man, which one? Because, like, I know so many people. So I said, hey, Chip, it's Sean Roberts, whatever. He goes, Sean Roberts. I said, I opened up for you at this place and this place. Went, oh, dude, how are you, man? What's up, brother? How's it? You know, right into it. Remember me and everything. And so they were coming out in about 2 weeks with some other hair metal bands from the 80s and stuff, and they were doing something down in Irvine. He gets us a limo. We all go down backstage and had a blast.
That's cool.
You know, so that's the kind of guy. But, I mean, who would have thought that of all the people that I would
never
meet,
know, man.
You know,
never know,
and turns out to be his, you know, her ex-husband and everything. So, yeah, like, crazy, cool. Crazy, crazy. Speaking of music and everything, too, guys, hey, don't forget, any music that we play here on the podcast, you can simply go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner and bookmark it and get some cool stuff that you need, you know, because you can buy anything from Amazon and including all of the music. Matter of fact, I just got these cool things from Amazon right now. So I got this new tool for my guitar.
No, right on.
So it's like 11 things in one or whatever, what have you.
And all in one screwdriver.
All in one screwdriver, yeah. It just has all the different bits, you know, that I need for all the different things, for adjusting saddles and stuff. Of course, you guys can see it here on the radio, you know. And then I got me like...
I got these new glasses.
You got the new glasses? Yeah. Oh, those right look...
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, and then I got these, what do they call them? Radius.
Okay.
To figure out the radius of your guitar, and then that way you can set the saddles or whatever, gotcha, so it goes gotcha with the radius. And yeah, so I got those on Amazon. So you can get anything on Amazon. Just go to it. Just make sure you use our banner, so that way we get a little bit of click money there.
Indeed.
Simple as that. All right, gentlemen, should we catch up?
A little bit.
All right, let's do that. Da-da. since BW, since you weren't here last week, we had to call Steven.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it wasn't like I was gone at all, right?
Yeah, that was a white version.
It was
of
like
yeah.
You were still here. Yeah. I didn't miss you at all.
Perfect.
Literally didn't miss you at all.
Yeah, but it's just like when, you know, Steve does the white guy voice, it sounded like a white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
which he does very good all the time.
So, yeah.
All the time.
Are you trying to say I don't sound white?
I'm not even going
all right,
to
then.
Engage this stupid
well,
ass
hello.
Conversation.
Well, I can definitely put on the voice, okay? So do not look at me like that.
Sean, how was your week, brother? What's going on, baby? How you doing?
I've been doing really well.
I did not.
Thank you for asking, by the way.
What do with this dumbass shit this early? It's too early in the morning. It ain't even. It's,
we haven't had our coffee yet.
No,
we haven't had our wake up juice yet or what anything.
It's 420. You guys don't blame it on anything else but what the truth is.
Oh, shit. Gee, many crickets. All right. Well, you weren't here last week, so what the hell happened? Where were you? Where'd you go? What'd you do? What'd you lose?
I was in Vegas.
In Vegas?
Yeah. I had to say, where I was staying, I had to say it a little different. I was like Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yeah. Because I was staying in the suite. You know, I had to go handle
something. Wasn't V-Gas?
Nah.
Don't encourage him. Just let him get through his dumbass story, please. Go ahead. Well, go ahead. Finish your Vegas story.
Go ahead.
That shit sounded. It made me just saying the fucking.
Like
Vegas. Finish your story.
Okay.
That's not even worth like holding your pinky up.
It physically hurts me when he says it, yo. Like my skin literally crawls, yo.
But people, listen to me. So now I was in Vegas and we was just chilling. We had a good little suite, so we was out there doing half vacation, half I had to handle some business, tighten up some things with the business and CEO. So that was cool, and then we got right back to the fatherly duties. But we tightened up the show. We got it all booked.
Yes, sir.
We got some planning done. So May 4th is going down. So that was big on my week.
Okay.
I got booked for a PA job for this new film that's coming out.
Damn, should I clap now? Because I got to give him a compliment. Like, I got to say, like, I got to give him some type of compliment for that eventually. But should I do it on air for everybody?
No,
should I hold it?
No,
they hold it?
They can't see it anyway. So all just. Right,
man, well. But they can hear it, though.
Nah.
Yeah, they can,
we don't want to hear him right now.
No, I'm definitely ain't finna do it now. He definitely ain't finna get a compliment. Nah, fuck it.
It's fine.
Kind of bullshit good. Movie you working on now. Here we go. Now watch, he gonna tell me it's a big ass movie.
It's actually.
see, that's that type of shit. See?
It's actually, I can't say no names, but it's actually, it's a good adventure. So.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much fun. You guys, if you can see what really happens here.
Oh, they can feel.
They can feel the irritation.
Yeah, they can feel it. They can feel it.
Can
trust me.
Can you feel the hate?
I promise you, they can feel it.
They can feel the irritation.
Oh, okay, yeah. But no, it was a bit. It was quite busy. Productive.
Good.
Trying to figure out a schedule. That's my
now. Did I hear you correctly earlier before the show?
Uh huh.
You mentioned about losing something.
Did I lose? Oh, my phone. What? Yeah. that was an adventure. So we went to the bank. That's a good place to lose. I lost it going into the bank or coming out the bank. It was in the parking lot.
We didn't even realize he dropped it.
I didn't know. I had no idea. We were just in the.
Really?
Because we was going to film. We was filming.
Yeah, so we went in the bank to handle business, and then we left that. We went to go film.
Oh, so you were with him?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. We was all together.
Oh. It was all three of us. Him and Chris.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were going to film, so I was just in the heat of the moment getting things done.
No one noticed.
And I'm like, all right, I'll find it. I ain't lose it nowhere. I ain't
so you didn't even hear it drop then?
At all.
We was in the car. Yeah,
we was gone. So, but I got a Mac, so I was doing the Find My phone. It was like, you're in the bank. And I was like, oh, okay, my phone's in the bank. I ain't got to worry about it. It's inside the bank. So the next morning I go, like they're like, nah, we don't have it. And I'm like, damn, but it's still saying it's in the bank. Albertsons calls about an hour. Well, I started doing the play the sound, doing that over and over. I put the lost my phone. It just gives a phone number to call back. About an hour later, Albertsons call like, hey, we have your phones. We pick it up. The phone looks shattered. Like,
it was just
phone looked shattered. Like, if you walk up, you like, they even gave it to me, like, here's your phone back.
Really? Oh my God.
And then I'm like, oh man. So then We peel the case open. Phone's untouched. So
really? So yeah. It was the case that got screwed up.
Oh, man.
It did its job then.
You shout that case out.
I definitely want to find the exact name for that case and shout them out.
You buy another one. I'm going to need to buy one of them.
Lifesaver. Yeah.
Wow. Because
if that happened to this phone, I'd be fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, like it was shattered looking, and it was just the case. I pulled the case off. I put a new case on. Phone's good.
Wow.
You looking for real, yo. Damn.
But these new technology, it ain't no point of stealing it. They can't really do it.
You can always find it. And then if it's an iPhone, they can't even unlock it. Unless they force it. And then once you break it like that,
it's unusable. Good job. But no, that was stressful. But
I'm glad you got it back, though, man.
Me too. It was. Yeah, I was
me too.
Like, what am I gonna do?
We was looking for that joint. I called it literally the whole night. After we got done shooting, went to the crib, and the whole time he was at his crib, I was just calling the whole time. He was walking around looking for it.
I
could just see that, you know, just him walking around.
Yeah, he was.
Hit it again.
He was like, "Hey man, it's still ringing, man." He looked all through the house. We went back to the spot we shot at.
I'm over by the concierge. Ring it again. See, now I got a bit. I'm doing a bit about this too. But the worst part about that was, my girl looks over and goes, "You sick without your phone, ain't you?" I was like, but you know why she's saying it, like, you ain't got your phone. And I'm like, but everybody would be sick without their phone. You know?
I think for me, the only thing that would upset me if I lost my phone is just the contacts.
You know what?
You're surprised. Just like y'all, I remember like when there were no cell phones. And now it's like I can't figure out how we ever got along without the cell phone.
I had a pad.
So like even if you don't want my, like even if I'm not on it, I need my cell phone near me in case I got to grab it. So when you ain't got it and you used to have it near you, even if you're not going to be on it, it's still like, fuck, where's my phone?
I still don't.
Damn.
No. I mean, it's like I get up in the morning when I work for Yamaha. And I've got to bring my phone with me because when I log in, it asks, there's an app that I have to use that makes sure that it's me and it sends the code or whatever. Other than that,
for real?
I don't need my phone. I'm not tethered to it like you guys are.
No, it's not tethered, but it's the moment you don't have your phone, that's when that phone call happens.
Yeah. And
that's that's
when, like when you ain't got your phone,
man,
is when
I missed that phone call.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, and there's times too where I've forgotten it at home or whatever. I'm in a rush and I leave or whatever. And I'm like, oh, so, you know, like I'm halfway to work or whatever for the school. I'm like, oh, son, I left my phone at home. Damn it. And I'm kind of like, gosh, I hope my mom doesn't call. I hope Karen doesn't need to call me or whatever.
Oh, yeah. See, right then, we got to turn around and go get it.
See, I don't.
No, not all the time. Some days, I got to get back.
No, yeah. I don't. I leave it there or whatever because if Karen calls me and she hears it, oh, he left his phone.
But even that day, we were supposed to be meeting someone at the venue that we were supposed to be doing, and he was calling me, and I couldn't get back to him because I lost my phone.
Right.
So it's stuff like that. It's like, man, I need my phone, but I need my phone.
See,
right
I'm still not that tethered to it, you know.
Man,
because
you gotta get some business then.
Yeah. The only time I really need my phone is when I'm going to the bathroom making a barrel of snakes. I play my games.
You get your Android then.
Yeah, all the business we
get
do.
Get off of this iPhone.
All the business we do requires. No, we need.
I had to switch to iPhone because of the business that I was doing.
Yeah, it's just to the point. Like again, when you ain't got your phone, that's when you get the phone call that you need to be accepting. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to respond to this person or edit this video real quick.
And it was like we could have used an extra phone.
So you guys use it far more than I do.
But the phone is now integral. Like
posting things.
I mean, I've got so much crap on my phone.
Videos
that
I got video editing software, I got music recording software, I got coloring, I can do a whole joint, like I can edit a full sitcom on my phone if I needed to.
Yeah, see, I don't even do any of that.
No, I do, bro. I'm heavy on this motherfucker.
For me it's more entertainment or whatever. Like I mean, I've had to put on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 a bunch of different apps or whatever. I've got Airbnb on here, okay? The last time I used the Airbnb app was pre-COVID.
Airbnb back in the day.
Wow.
You know, that's the last time I used Airbnb. Because we went down to San Diego and we used it for that. you know.
Yeah, but you can delete it for now and then just re-download it when you need it.
Yeah. No, I have a folder where it's like, don't use anymore. Don't use anymore. You know, and it's like for our network here or whatever for going on air. We know we do it through satellite. You know, of course, you know through the Cat5 cables. You know, through the Wi-Fi and stuff. Mm. So there's something specific for the Nighthawk device that I have that sets up a different network versus the house network. Mm-hmm. So I've got two networks going at the same time. I've got the app for that. I think the last time I used it is when I set up the network. Other than that, I don't use it anymore.
But see, I even work, like, everything that I do for Designs by Modish is through my phone. Everything. Wow. I go to the computer to do research, but everything else, all the notes, all the training, all the
laptop
emails,
is when you need to.
Everything is on my phone.
Yeah, the laptop or the computer is when you need to.
I'm a whole VP of sales straight from my phone.
Jeez. Yeah, see, I don't rely on it that much.
No, yeah, we rely on this.
Yeah, you guys are totally, you guys are whacked, man. Totally.
No, hold on. How much you pay for your phone bill?
Well,
let's do this. Because we're paying about the same.
Well, the thing is, though, we have, let's see. I've got two lines on one phone here.
As well.
Because I've got my personal line and my business line.
All right. Uh-huh. We count
okay, so
numbers.
That's two.
Uh-huh.
Karen has her phone, so that's three. Roman has his, that's four.
Four lines.
And then my mom is on our plan also.
Five lines.
So I think right now total we're paying, because I know we got grandfathered in with certain things.
You can round it up. You don't have to give it.
Yeah, I think we're around about $150, $175 a month.
Oh, that's five lines? You got grandfathered in, right?
Grandfathered in, and then because we have the five lines,
y'all got a discount.
And then we get a discount on that. We get a discount because Karen's a teacher.
And then,
Roman's a student. So, yeah, it dropped it down. I mean,
so you got special disabilities.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm part Polish, so that helps out too. You know?
And he's part Polish.
Yeah. Well, but dude, it's only from the ears up, so it's okay. So,
so you don't got the sausage part?
Right, well. Karen does like the chorizo. That's all different there. That's for another day.
So how was your week then, Lyric, really quickly? Because you know he's going to say, it was cool.
It was cool. That was an easy week, man. Did some work. Shot some sketches. Did some editing. Released some joints. Like I said, went and locked up the contract. Submitted a pitch for a show that we're trying to get done. And we got really good... we're going really good with that one. So we'll know some about that one hopefully within the next week or so.
How did the thing in Santa Clarita work out for you, though? You drove out there?
Studio?
Or, yeah, you were...
Oh, the music
thing?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
That worked out really well. Really well. Made a whole song.
Nice.
Yeah, I got there.
Do we get to hear any of it?
Not right now.
How about
it ain't ready
now?
What the fuck is that? I didn't hear what they said. No, play it again now, man. Like, I want to hear what is it? My voice deep because my throat deep.
He's laughing in his own world right now, so. Go ahead.
He heard what it said. The people out there.
The song was good. When it's done, I'll bring it in.
All right.
It ain't finished yet. But it went good, man. We made, like, a song from scratch and, like literally the whole beat, and I wrote the verse and everything. I wrote the whole joint, like, maybe 3 hours.
That's not bad. That's
from
pretty
top
good.
To bottom. Yeah. And it's a dope joint. So, yeah, cool. It was a good week last week. No complaints.
Bring it in, man. I want to hear it. We want to hear it here. So.
Oh, yeah. He'll play it for one of the songs in the morning. And we can talk about it.
Yeah, I do that. I ain't worried about all my songs are the shit. So, yeah. I'm very happy with my music.
Indiana,
so they stink?
Real tough.
They stink?
No, man. Oh. Shut up.
The number two?
Not you two, please. Like,
you said it. You set yourself up. You said they are the shit. And
I have not
penalty.
Smoked this morning, and y'all like...
How you didn't wake up smoking? It's 420.
It's 420.
Know,
how did you not smoke?
I expected both of you to be coming in.
And I did not.
Man.
I had a very early morning. I've been trying to cut back, too, though, so...
Good for you.
Honestly, I have been, too, as well.
That's good, though.
Well, spending money, that's what I meant.
So, yeah, that's a lot. That's true.
that part. If I can get it for free. Then
yeah. Give me.
Hey, man, I'm just going to tell her, hey, look here, I need you to give me the sketchy budget discount. They say, well, I need you to give me the sketchy budget discount. Like, understand what I'm saying.
It's not just the name. It's a way of life.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Absolutely.
All right.
Well, should we do what's trending, guys?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let me... move things around here a little bit so I can
What is the
get to it a little bit here? I figure it's a little bit easier this way for me. So let's go ahead and do it.
Easier was a topic of discussion this morning. He did not spell it.
Who?
Adrian.
Oh. Well.
Easier.
Wow. Well, Taylor Swift shocks fans by dropping second Tortured Poets Department album. Yep. So apparently, Taylor Swift shocked her fans early Friday morning by releasing a second half of her much-anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department.
Yes, we were shocked.
Which is like, whatever. Okay. So after the first 16 songs were made available at midnight, a countdown appeared on her website indicating something else would be coming at 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shortly after 2 a.m., Swift announced that Tortured Poets is a secret double album.
Yes.
Yep, she said, I've written so much tortured poetry in the past 2 years and wanted to share it with you. So here's the second installment, the anthology, 15 extra songs. Now the story isn't mine anymore. It's all yours, she captioned in the announcement overall. So early in the evening, her official fan account, Taylor Nation, responded to a fan who noticed none of the lyrics from a Spotify pop-up event in Los Angeles this week had been featured in the album. That's weird. I guess that's what we don't talk about. But as part of Spotify pop-up event, several lyric lines were revealed to the public. So there you go.
I know the whole album already.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. Sing it word for word. Okay. Start if you like.
Go ahead.
No. Hell no. Nah. Nope.
Okay, I'm not going to do it for this hater.
Well, Jason Kelce, who
is... Thank you for not talking about that shit. Thank you. I appreciate it. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Who is brother, of course, to Travis Kelce, who Taylor Swift is dating. Jason worked really hard to get his Super Bowl ring, and now it's gone.
What?
Yep, the retired Philadelphia Eagles center won the Super Bowl 52 in 2018 as part of the franchise's lone Super Bowl title, but now says his ring went missing.
How did he... What the fuck?
In a pool of chili.
Please explain.
What?
Yeah, a feat that may be more mind-boggling than when he went shirtless at the NFL game. On April 17th, episode of his New Heights podcast that he hosts with his brother, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, Jason revealed the ring disappeared when he and his brother were at the Lombardi games, which featured a series of offbeat competitions and were held last week at their alma mater, the University of Cincinnati. In this particular event, contestants had to find Jason Kelce's real Super Bowl ring in a pool of chili with socks, spaghetti, and cheese, as well as other fake rings.
Somebody got that shit. Somebody got that.
He goes, I don't even know if Traffy still knows this, but the legitimacy lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. They could not find it, he said. How dumb would you do you have to be to take something of that nature to use it for an event like that?
I would never do anything like that. That's like winning a Stanley Cup and letting motherfuckers borrow it. Like, why would you ever do that? Like, no, it's mine. I wouldn't even wear the Super Bowl ring. Like, I know it's a flex, but I wouldn't even. Nah, that shit goes in the vault. Like, no, nah, man.
I would wear it for like certain events or whatever, what have you, or maybe interviews or whatever.
Not for a chili, a chili contest. Nope, I'm good.
Yeah, he says we still have yet to find it. All the stuff has been thrown away, so I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in Cincinnati tri-state area. That sucks.
That sounds like looking for the one piece. It's in the tri-state area. Let's look for it, people.
You want to go?
Yeah, I'm with it. That's okay. A movie. That's a movie.
All right.
I'm going to look for his ring.
Kind of like, was it the one about Brady? The football movie about Brady?
It was a football. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
With Rita Moreno.
The ladies. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Damn. 12 for Brady. 80 for Brady.
80 for Brady. Yeah. So yeah. Now they got to do the same thing for the ring here. So
a twisted Ace Ventura plot.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I know people how feel about circus elephants, but you know what?
I feel like the horses. Let's talk about this.
So the circus elephant runs loose in Montana after being spooked.
Yes.
Why are you so excited?
Because, man, let them animals go, man.
Let the what go?
The animals.
Okay.
Let them animals free, man. Let them be in their way.
Well, apparently a circus elephant ran loose in the streets of Butte, Montana, or Butte, Montana.
Makes sense.
I think it's butt dispute.
I dispute that.
Surveillance video from a town pump gas station shows the elephant roaming the streets as it's being followed by a person. Butte Sheriff Ed Lester tells the news by email that the elephant was apparently spooked by a vehicle and briefly escaped.
Wait, he told the news by email?
Yeah.
So nobody, the news wasn't there yet? Wait.
Yeah. But here you go. But there you go. There's the elephant walking down the street.
He had to email him.
Yeah, why email?
Who knows?
Wow, damn drink.
Hey, y'all.
But there you go. Got spooked. They burned and looked like they were putting him in a trailer. Then he just went, nope, fuck it. I'm leaving.
That's crazy.
And left, basically, is what happened. So, yeah, there he is walking down the street.
Chilling. You know, that's swag.
You don't see that often.
No, he chilling.
Yeah, he goes, no, man, I'm out of here. I'm going away.
The person who was following him, though.
Well, the handler.
The handler, yeah.
He wasn't handling it right.
Hey, man, you want to try stopping an elephant?
Yeah, I would have hopped on his neck.
He's like, hey, buddy, come here. Hey, buddy, hold on, wait. Yeah. Wrong way, turn around.
Just wasn't going to work for him.
Damn.
So basically they say that they are glad that it ended well. As far as they know, the show went on as scheduled as well. So, but yeah, just crazy, man. I mean, can you imagine driving down the street there and all of a sudden you see an elephant walking towards you?
I'm going back up and I'm going to go the other way.
Yeah.
What?
All right. And other good news, though, a critically endangered orangutan was born via C-section at Busch Gardens. Yep, a newborn, orangutan is one of the Busch Gardens, Tampa-based newest residents.
I was about to say, Gerald! See, I knew that.
But look at that baby. He looks so cute.
Oh, man, looks like an old man.
That's how my son looked right there. Looks like an old man. Well, according to a press release of Florida Park's latest edition, a girl was born April 13th via cesarean section. The baby's weight time of her birth was 3 pounds, 4 ounces. That's about as big as my son.
That's a preemie.
Yeah, it is a preemie. Her mother, Luna, is currently recovering from the operation.
Wait, is that the 3-pound baby right there that they hold?
Yeah.
That's like a big thing baby. For 3 pounds.
Must be, is it? It's it dense. Must just be long.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. The little one's birth is a significant achievement for the conservation efforts of the critically endangered Borean orangutan species, according to World Life Fund. The estimated Borean orangutan population is approximately only about 104,000 and has declined by more than 50% over the past 6 decades. So, look at that little baby there.
They probably evolving. Turning.
Look at that. Holding on to a little lion cub, stuffed lion cub there. So, there you go.
Tomorrow we're going to wake up and they're going to fucking look like Neanderthals. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, then start doing insurance commercials.
Yeah,
right?
Man. The Geico joint again.
Yeah. There you go. So, congratulations to them, whatever, on that little baby running thing. That's cool.
Congratulations, mama.
But, yeah, my son almost looked exactly like that. I kid you not.
That's cool.
So, there you go, guys. That is what's trending. Boy, he just gets
he's
so
excited.
He's in a
good mood. Yeah, he's in a good mood today, man.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's almost raising the roof. He's like pushing the wall. He's back up off the wall.
Back up off the wall. Is this marijuana madness?
Oh, man.
Yo, what was the old school movie? Reefer Madness? Reefer
Madness. Oh, my God, yeah.
I was like, I had to watch that. I was like, nah. Like, y'all really reaching, man. They was really trying to make it seem like it was a really bad drug, and they was, yeah. You ever seen that movie?
Oh, yeah.
It's a propaganda hysterical movie, a black and white propaganda movie made about the
effects
of marijuana, and it's fucking hilarious.
I just remember the commercials.
That shit's hilarious.
The girl on the couch, she was flat because she was smoking weed and she didn't want to get up. Said, I'll do it tomorrow, Mom.
Well,
that's the only true part.
This is pretty accurate.
All right. Well, you know what? We got a new sponsor now. We're finally getting them in here for the show, which is great because both Lyric and BW have been working hard on trying to get us sponsors for the show. And so we've got this first one here. And I don't even know what it really is, though. But it's, let's just go ahead and play it, I guess, really. So.
Attention all single moms. Are you tired of repeating yourself to your kids over and over again? Introducing the Dad Voice, the revolutionary device that lets you command respect with just the touch of a button.
Hey, stop jumping on my furniture.
With the Dad Voice, you'll never have to raise your voice again. Whether it's homework time or bedtime, simply activate the Dad Voice and watch your kids spring into action.
Clean up your room right now.
Say goodbye to nagging brats and hello to peace and quiet law-abiding citizens. The Dad Voice delivers your message loud and clear so you can relax and unwind after a long day.
Sit your ass down.
Plus, the Dad Voice comes with a variety of pre-recorded commands, so you can choose the perfect tone for any situation.
Don't touch nothing when we get in this store.
Get the deluxe package for uplifting quotes and the platinum membership for customizable commands.
You can do it, champ. Just a few more laps.
And dads, Mother's Day is just around the corner. This is the perfect gift for the mother of your children to use while you're away.
Baby, here you go. You need to FaceTime me every break.
Don't let parenting stress you out. Get the Dad Voice today and take control of your household like never before, because every mom deserves a break. Available now at select retailers. Dad Voice.
Here, take my credit card, baby.
Hey, that worked. I mean, I'd get my...
I'd get a Dad Voice.
Heck yeah.
That's actually pretty cool if you think about it.
A lot of single moms could use that dad.
Oh, hell yeah.
A lot of soft dads can use that.
A lot of soft dads
can use that
voice too. Yeah. I know a few in particular be like, hey, man, I'll do it. Man, didn't I tell you? Hey, don't worry about it. I got it, man. Hey, your daddy says sit down.
Okay.
comedian Craig Shoemaker talks about that because he was raised by his mom, and he had, I think, one or two sisters. And he said that it was tough because his mom had to play both roles, mm-hmm. you know. And he kind of jokes, you know, and says, you know, his mom would tell him, okay, oh, wait till your father gets home. I'm here.
That's pretty funny, yo. That's pretty funny, yo.
I'm going to tell the mean part of your mom.
Yeah. Wait till your daddy get here. She told me what you did. That's actually really funny.
So, TikTok, we need to do that.
Yeah. That's actually really funny.
So he's got a cool bit about that whole thing too, whatever. And even his grandmother even smoked and grew marijuana.
Mm. All right, she's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I remember my dad did that one time. I remember getting out of high school. No, I was in ninth, like junior high.
Bless you.
Thank you. So I get to his house. And I want to go play basketball at the local court with everybody. And he said, no, I need you to come in the back and help me. And I literally spent 30 minutes walking up and down the road like that. And he was just picking off buds and putting them in my ear. Like, he grew it right in the back of the house and picking it off, putting it in my ear. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Yes, it does. I cannot front. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, sponsorship. Get yours today at Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yo, Indeed. Buy that motherfucker now.
It's customizable, too.
Exactly. Well, today is also National Record Day.
Oh.
So, I was hoping to try and get a hold of our friend, Mighty John Marshall, but I wasn't able to, but that's okay. Because Mighty John is always really cool about what the values are of records and everything, which is really neat. So, but since we don't have Mighty John, who's actually doing it? I forgot. Who's doing the list today? Do you have it?
Yeah, I got it right here.
You got it? All right, so Lyric's got the list there. And these are the top five?
Yep, the top five most valuable records in the world.
Oh, man, this is really good.
Top five?
Yes, records? Sir, the top five records.
Okay.
Vinyl,
ooh.
All right, so number five, Frank Wilson, Do I Love You? Indeed I Do. When Motown producer, songwriter Frank Wilson recorded Do I Love You and Sweeter as the Day Goes By, he agreed with Motown founder Berry Gordy that it'd be the best work if he worked behind the scenes. So Gordy ordered to destroy all pressings.
Really?
Luckily, wow, that's crazy. Now, so they destroyed all copies. Only two copies survived, and one of them was sold in 2009 for $34,000.
Wow. That's nuts.
So is there, so there's no record of this song out, or
so, so basically when old boy was like, look man, I think I'd be better behind the scenes, they destroyed everything except two copies worldwide.
That's wild.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Number four.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Tommy Johnson, Alcohol and Jake Blues, 1930. Wow. A North Carolina seller was extremely lucky. Excuse me. Damn.
There's some water right there.
Yeah, no, thank you, sir. A North Carolina seller was extremely lucky when he came into possession of a rare 78 RPM slab. He found it at an estate sale. He sold it on eBay for $37,100, and it's believed that there are only two copies of the record that exist. Both belong to John Tefteller and the winning bidder. Wow.
Holy cow. So another one of those that's really, really rare.
Now, another one, Prince, The Black Album.
Oh, I've heard about this one.
Now, Prince recorded The Black Album but decided to halt the release and recall all the pressed 500,000 copies. Wow. He paid the label to recall the copies because he had an epiphany that his record was evil.
Interesting. He wrote it.
And then
recorded
it,
evil. And went,
so
nah.
Paid the record label to pull it all back. Given that some of the promotional copies were already in circulation, the singer eventually changed his mind and released the CD version in 1994. In 2018, an original unopened pressing sold for $42,300, and if you have an unsealed Canadian version, it's worth about $25,000.
That's still pretty good, though.
That is actually
good. How much for the American release, the original?
An original unopened was $42,000. So right now, if you had an unopened American original, you're probably looking at about maybe $30,000-something.
You don't think it went up? It was at 42 then.
That's an auction, though. So, and you always pay more than the auction. So right now, I'd say the value probably about 35,000-something like that. It'll go up, but if you pay 40-something thousand at an auction, the value is probably like 15,000-20,000, maybe 25,000. You paying that much because you can bet with other, you're betting against other people at that point. So it's going up, but I'd say the actual worth of that joint right now, if the Canadian version is worth 25,000 right now, then yeah, the American version probably about 30,000-35,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Number two, Aphex Twins, a.k.a. Caustic Window, and the album was Caustic Window. Richard D. Jones, a.k.a. Aphex Twin, whatever the fuck, Aphex Twin, decided to release his album under the alias Caustic Window. However, he decided to abandon the project when only five copies were pressed. Luckily, one copy escaped the destruction and appeared in 2014 on Discogs. The asking price was $13,500, and it sold on a vinyl copy sold on eBay for $46,300.
Holy crap.
By Minecraft creator Marcus Pearson. He's the one who bought it.
Wow.
And the number one most valuable record in the world is the White Album from the Beatles in 1968.
Really?
Unsurprisingly, this classic from the Beatles is the top of the one. One of a kind album. It's marked with the serial number A00000001. It was kept in a bank vault for almost 3.5 decades, and it was sold during a charity for $790,000.
Holy crap!
Damn.
For an album.
Hey, it's the Beatles, man. They never been a band like the Beatles. And we never seen it. The Beatles took that shit over, man.
Yeah, I know there's another one, too, out there. I can't remember what the number is, but the original, was it Beatles Yesterday and Today or whatever? Where it's, they had these dolls. Like, it was like these babies that were covered in blood or whatever, and they're wearing these, like, lab coats. Mm. So, of course, the label found that offensive.
Of course.
So they had to change it. But that original cover, if you have
something
it.
Something got out. Oh, yeah, you get money.
Dude, another one of those are big money on that one.
I'm really have to look through the vault when I get home, man.
Yeah, well, you said your dad has a large collection, right?
Yeah, he left it to me and my brothers. It's huge, man. So I'm going to have to really, when I go back to New York, I'm going to have to do some looking through because I wonder if we got any of these.
Yeah, and once you do, man, like I said, you got to call Monty John Marshall. And,
oh, I will, because I know it's a couple of them in there that's worth a couple of thousand. Then,
at least.
Again, a whole bunch of autographs and stuff like that. So, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to do some checking.
Yeah, he's got a great story about finding an Elvis record.
Ooh, where the fuck you find that at?
At a church, what do you call it? not an auction, but a church yard sale, I guess you could say, or whatever. And it was a rare Elvis 45.
How much you pay for it?
A gospel. And they were asking a dime. And his friend who was with him, because they both saw it and they knew what it was, he goes, ask him if they'll take a nickel.
Wow. And they took a nickel.
Wow. And I think it's worth, it was worth like something ridiculous, like $45,000 or something like that. You know.
Wow.
I mean, it was, I mean, it's worth quite a bit, but.
That's crazy. For a nickel, he bought it for a nickel. And it's, wow.
You yeah.
You gotta come up. Wow. Yeah, I'd have, yeah, my friend would have got that. Yeah.
I have to, since we're talking about the vinyls, it says the 10 most valuable records of all time. The White Album was number 2.
Oh, you got a different list there?
Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Wu-Tang Clan, Once Upon a Time in Shaolin.
Oh, really?
Okay. That don't, now, I know about that record. I don't count that. What happened is it was a producer who used to work with Wu-Tang, and he went through and started picking members of Wu-Tang, and they were doing verses on beats that he did. They didn't know he was making a real full album. So Wu-Tang didn't come together and say, let's make this album. It was one of their homeboys they used to fuck with. He said he was picking like Method Man, Ghostface. He was just getting verses from all of them, crafted it, made an album. Only one copy he got with RZA from Wu-Tang. RZA gave it the stamp of approval. They made one copy, pressed it, and they sold it at an auction. I forget how much, but the stipulation is you're not allowed to open it. For how long is it? It's not allowed to. You can't, like, you can open it. You can't publicly play it. You can't share it with the world for, like, 70 years. Like, that was part of the stipulation when you bought it. So the very first dude they sold it to, he bought it. Remember Farmer Bro?
No, not really, but
Anthony Screlly or whatever, he got in trouble. He was working at a drug place at one of these pharmaceuticals, and he took a medication that was selling for $3 and increased it to $700. That's what he got known for. He bought the album, but then he got arrested, so then somebody else bought it at a government auction. But yeah, I know that album. I don't count that, man, because it wasn't like a wide release. Like, it's very valuable, but it's one of a kind.
2 million.
Yeah, 2 million, yeah. It's very, like, again, very valuable, but only one of a kind, and you can't play it, like, when does it say, like, it can't be placed commercially for, like long, like, 30, like, 70 years or 100, like, for however long, but it's, like, after they're dead, like, type shit.
Oh, wow.
It says 100 years.
Thank you.
Album for profit for 100 years.
Yeah.
Wow. But the dude is in jail.
Yeah, Skrillex. So he lost it in a government auction. Yeah, somebody else owned it now.
He's in jail for 20
But yeah, man, think about that. Like, yeah, you can't play it publicly for profit for 100 years. Now, if someone, let's say someone, a millionaire just decided to buy it.
They passed that down,
bro. Yeah, like, let's say a millionaire buy it, and he was just like, fuck it. He could put it on YouTube, and you could just play it however. Like, you could do that.
Nah.
But I would never do that. No one would ever hear that.
100 years, that's 2 generations.
Yeah. Like, I would actually uphold that shit. I listen to it myself, but yeah, after 100 years, yeah, y'all can play that shit on Spotify. Then the family can eat, because everybody want to hear that
joint. Everybody.
Because they say it's dope. Like, one dude, the dude who heard it, he's like, yeah, man, it's fire. Like, it's really dope.
Wow.
I wonder, would they still be as relevant in 100? That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. That's just shit.
Wu-Tang is for the kids. All right. Wu-Tang Clan for the kids. Wu-Tang always going to be. Wu-Tang is
but that's crazy. I mean, just because it will be, because it's like, oh, this is 100 years, the first time I ever listened, heard.
And people, like, even with 100 years, like, it's been, like, who's a famous musician back in, like, the 30s or 40s?
Frank Sinatra.
No.
Yeah.
Like the 50s. Yeah.
But well, Frank was in the 40s.
Yeah, 40. Okay, my bad. 40s. Harry Belafonte, too. But you got cats like that, Sammy Davis Jr., all them cats. We still know who they are. And then when you get.
We do.
Yeah, but
the generations after you guys don't know Dick.
Well,
they got a new rap.
Hip hop wise,
right
though, hip hop is like Wu Tang is all over hip hop. Like, so a young generation, the new kids, they don't know. But when they go through the histories of hip hop, yeah, people will be like, yeah, Wu Tang Clan is like up there.
Yeah,
this new kid, this new generation don't know shit.
No,
they're all retarded. Yeah, they don't know shit.
Speaking of retarded,
we on the radio. We good. Go ahead, sir.
Speaking of being retarded,
because you know that's an actual medical word. The doctor used to actually diagnose people. But anyway, continue, sir.
No, is that, you know? Because one thing I've always noticed with retarded people, they're always happy.
No, I'm talking about. I'm
unless
not talking
really,
about,
unless they're really angry. Because they get angry.
Really angry. They get really angry. But they're every time I see them, they're always happy. And I think I know why.
I wouldn't talk about actually disabled. Yes. Why, Sean?
Go Good segue, guys. That's a really good segue. Well, because I think they listen to these 10 songs because they say when you listen to these 10 songs, that it will make sure that you have a great day. So these 10 songs will put you in a good mood. You ready?
We are ready.
Okay. Now, this is not in any order.
Shut up.
This is not in any order showing any favoritism or anything like that. But here are the 10 songs.
For anybody. Okay. This does.
Okay, I think.
Yeah. I think this is good.
It's got to be up there somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, right away.
It's just, the beat itself is just like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right away. Put you in a good mood.
Yeah, it does.
You're going to have a great day.
You listen to this, you can't hate life.
Exactly.
Imagine somebody real mad. Man, fuck this. Just put this shit on and just go nuts. Okay, so that's one of them.
All right. I've always liked that little feel. All right. So there you go. ABBA's Dancing Queen. All right.
Dancing Queen.
All right. So, and again, this is no in particular order. All right.
And it's ABBA, so ABBA's cool.
You can't go wrong with this. And I know Lyric was bouncing twice already on these first two songs. Yeah, so that's good.
I know all these. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like in high school when he came up.
See, when he says shit like that, I go old school and a Yo Mama joke comes in. Like a Yo Mama joke came right then and there. Like, okay.
And I think that this one works so well because it has that 50s, you know, flavor.
It sounds
to it.
Happy.
Yeah.
Like the music itself sounds happy.
Yeah. All right, so there we go. Now, we're going to go back even further now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
Okay. We're going to go back further.
Any further is not happy for us.
And this is actually one of my favorite bands. Now, okay. this song was written by Neil Diamond.
Okay. Am I going to know this? Right.
Oh, yeah, you're going to
know
this.
What
the fuck does that mean?
It's Neil Diamond.
I don't know any Neil.
Go ahead. I'm with you.
Okay. Let's see if he can name it then.
I still hate you.
All right. Well, no. Hold on. Let's see if he can do it. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Name that tune, bitch.
Believer.
That's
see,
it?
You knew it.
Huh? Just because I don't know I know the words. I bet you when you start playing, I'll be singing it.
Okay. All right. Here we go, then.
Give me the mic, kid.
Let's hear you sing. I thought love was only
true in fairy tales. Wow. He knows the syllables.
Yeah. It's like church singing.
Give me the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But did I know what song it was?
Yeah, he knows.
Then I saw her face.
I'm a believer.
All right. I'm gonna give it this favorite. The only reason I know this song is because of Shrek.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's why the only reason why your generation knows this song.
Yeah.
Because they redid.
I'm a believer. Donkey killed this though.
Donkey
murdered that chick.
Oh my God, yeah.
I believe.
Oh my God. Yeah.
All right, so there you go. So I'm a Believer by the Monkees.
Cheer.
All right, so another song here, you know, that they say if you play this, man, you're going to have an awesome day. All right. Tonight, I'm going to have myself.
Oh, yeah.
Queen, baby. And hopefully listener Dawn is really enjoying this part of the show. Because she digs all these things.
You gotta let this ride. Because I'm having a good time. Having a good time. Shooting star leaping through the sky like I feel like frolicking.
Frolic. Frolic.
Never again do that. It's a happy song, man. It is.
Very
These cool. are just songs, yeah. Again, they're just uplifting songs.
Very uplifting.
All right, so there you go. Queen, Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't stop.
One is a classic.
Okay.
Definitely a classic.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
So good.
I'm thinking of good vibrations. She's giving me
You got me with this one.
Helps you talking to the microphone.
I think I've heard this. Like,
good vibrations with Beach Boys?
Yeah, okay. No, Beach Boys.
Wait, you've never heard this, BW?
Sorry.
I have not.
They were really big when
Oh my God. This is, I think, one of their last really big hits.
Sounds like a sample.
You've heard a sample before, probably.
Well, it sounds like it needs to be if it hasn't.
All right. And now, if you grew up 1985 and you were going to the mall all the time.
Okay, I was festive.
You were a mall rat.
We didn't a mall rat?
Mall rat back in the day.
We didn't have a mall, but I know what you mean.
All right. You definitely heard this song on the radio. And this song has become a classic.
I lived in Spokane when this came out. There was only like two black kids in my school. I was one of them.
Where are you?
I got really big into Metallica and these cats back when this came out. This is still the shit. I love this song, though. You don't know this one? Hold on, don't stop the hell, no.
Just cause you go on the rocks. Union men on strike, he's down on his luck, it's tough. So tough.
Now when the hook comes, you're gonna know immediately what it is. What?
She says we gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't really matter if we make it or not. We got each
other. I love the fact that you and I are bouncing our heads and he's just going, huh.
I'm studying.
We'll give it a shot.
There you go.
You know what? Even if people don't know this song, soon as they go to do, whoa,
oh, yeah.
You know that motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Fucking love Bon Jovi.
That song. You know, I can't wait because he's coming out. Can you believe the band's been together for 40 years now?
Yeah, oh yeah. Since the 80s, I remember.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
40 years, and he's coming out with a documentary.
About no, his band?
From the beginning, that's yeah, awesome. All the way to now.
That's awesome.
This is the second documentary that they've done about the band, but it's a no holds barred.
That's dope, yo.
You know. John did not want a puff piece by any means.
Yeah, he wants to show the real deal.
How everything came about, why it came about, and everything.
Yeah, that's dope.
And
that's
if really dope. If you
that's
know,
gotta be a multi-episode series.
I yeah, it's four part. Yeah. It's a four part.
Each 2 hours, probably.
Probably something like that. Yeah, I can't wait for it, man. Because I mean, that band is just so freaking phenomenal.
Legendary, man.
And here's the funny thing, though, is that the band itself, because John was the one who actually got signed, not the band got signed. Mm-hmm. John got signed to Mercury, and the thing is that he had to put a band together.
And that's how he got the band.
And it was only supposed to last for 3 weeks.
Tour?
Well, just that's just it. 3 weeks.
Huh.
It's now 40 years later, and there's only been two changes in the band.
You know what, man? When you get a good band, you stick with them motherfuckers. You don't change it. When you get some good instrumentalists, if you can, I get
yeah.
it. I'm saying.
And here's the funny thing. I don't know how many people know the history of the band itself, but Tico Torres, the drummer, was already signed and in another band already and married. Mm. Alec John Such, the original bass player, was already in a very popular cover band, making a couple of grand every time he performed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is like early 80s, and that was a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
Okay. Richie Sambora, motherfucker on guitar, my hero, was already signed on an independent label and opening for Joe Cocker when he joined Bon Jovi. So the only other person outside of that was David Bryan, the keyboardist, who John went to high school with.
So he brought him in.
You know, and everything. And, I mean, and to think that band was only supposed to last 3 weeks.
Again, that's how you do it, man.
And now it's 40 years later.
That's how you do it, man.
You know.
That's, yeah, I'm going to watch the documentary about Bon Jovi's the shit, man.
Like, it is.
Yeah.
And his work ethic is amazing. And that's why I look up to those guys, man. Yeah. You know, I really do. And how they write and everything. I mean, you talk about some great thing, you know, arena rock, man. It's just
again legendary band.
Yeah,
man. Some bands make good songs, but then some bands make stadium songs. And Bon Jovi
is one of those guys.
Stadium songs.
Yeah,
if you can make stadium songs, you could be really, really successful. Yeah, and they're fucking.
And to think they're one of the few rock bands who has sold over 150 million records worldwide.
That's why they're legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. Bon Jovi. Very, definitely influential, too. So.
Yeah, man.
All right, here we go. So, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. Here we go. Another song that's definitely going to make you happy. I remember this one, too, growing up in high school.
Of course.
Definitely top five.
80s, baby, man.
Definitely top five.
Oh, shit.
I love this girl.
They wanna have fun, the girls. They wanna have fun.
Yep, you guys got it.
This is why we need video in here.
Wow. Did you guys know that this was a cover though?
A cover?
From who? Who did this originally?
Let me see if I can find it.
I would have never thought this was a cover. Like,
yeah, this was a cover song. I'll try and look for it while we're talking about some other stuff.
I bet the original is insanely different.
Somewhat similar though, but sung by a male.
So. Girls, I can see that. I can hear that.
Yeah. All right. Now, when we all saw this movie, you know, outside of the original theme from this movie, in the third installment, everybody works out with this song.
Oh yeah.
Overall.
Okay.
At the gym. Everybody works out with it.
Then I mean I don't know it.
I probably
don't know. Image. Oh yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
everybody
know this motherfucker. Come on, man.
Hey, I instantly got on spandex right now.
It just came out of nowhere.
This gotta be one of the highest views.
Just that intro, yeah. That scene, that montage of shots. Oh yeah, man. I've seen videos on YouTube of people playing the music and running up the same steps and doing the Rocky thing at the end. Hell yeah, man. Philly, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know what makes you happier too is watching these videos.
Yes, sir.
You're like, wow.
Yes, sir. Come a long way, man.
To survive. So many times.
Yeah, man. See, these are, see, a lot of these songs, these are like timeless songs.
Yeah.
Because if you play this song even right now with the right generation over the right video, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, it'd be like, oh, yeah. oh man. Yeah.
Okay, I did find the original song for Girls Just Want to Have Fun. It's by a guy named Robert Hazard.
Dang.
What the fuck was that name?
It was the name.
I did it.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song? Girls Want to Have Fun by who? Robert who?
Robert Hazard.
Pass.
Right?
Pass. Pass. Fuck, he know about girls having fun. His last name is Hazard. Like, nah.
All right, let's check his version out.
What year was this?
Let me try to find out.
Oh, I get it. He sounds horrible. Oh, wow. She did him a huge favor. They slowed it down a little bit.
And she just sang it.
And she sang it clear.
Oh, wow.
He sound like a
Christopher Walken singing.
He does. This was 50 what?
83.
He did this at 83?
83.
And she did it at 80 what?
83. See, they said, no, they sold that song so fast.
See, this is why you have to have that homeboy in your crew who tells you that don't sound right. You need
to
change
it. He was a great writer, though.
Yeah, he was, but somebody should have told him, like, no, you don't need to sing it like that.
Yeah, they just want to have fun, yeah. Is he walking on the beat?
No, he sound like him, but it's just,
Is that Christopher Walken's real name? He changed it when he started acting? Shut up. He tried to be a singer first, and he was like, this ain't working. Robert Hazard ain't working. Let me change it to Christopher Walken. Girls,
the following year, 84.
Told you, they sold that song so fast.
It was much better when it's done her way. Much better.
They was like, you know, we got this track that don't sound good when he's singing.
Hold on, has he done any Robert Hasker?
Hazard. Like Hazard Signs. Like,
oh, wow.
Like Dukes of Hazzard?
Yes.
Has he done anything else?
No, I don't think so.
He was real hazardous.
Yeah.
Yes, he was real.
Wow. So there you go. All right. So, Eye of the Tiger, Cindy Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun. It's by Survivor. Okay. Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi, Good Vibrations, The Beach Boys. Ooh. Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. I'm a Believer by The Monkees.
Yeah.
Uptown Girl, Billy Joel, That's Dancing cool. Queen by ABBA. Two more left. And right. This one, I think, is now used more by a particular community.
Okay.
But I think everybody can still get behind the anthem of it overall.
Okay.
First I was afraid.
Yeah.
First I was afraid.
I can dig it.
I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without
you. You know this song was a cover?
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong.
She didn't cover this.
This is a cover.
And I learned how to do.
Somebody covered it after her or she covered it?
She covered it.
Really?
Yes.
I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me.
I'm surprised this ain't been remade for the feminist movement.
Just turn around now, cause you're not
welcome anymore.
Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye?
Am I right? This is one of them.
You didn't even hear production like this no more.
Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I.
But this is like the drag queen anthem, isn't it? It is like the drag anthem. I know it's the gay anthem, but.
I will survive. I will survive. Hey, hey.
What a disco music.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything on it right now.
Yeah, I thought that was the original. I know people have remade that one, but I thought this was the OG.
Okay. Gloria Gaynor is the original.
Yeah, this is the OG.
All right. And I gotta say, I've got a few favorites in here or whatever, but this one is a good one to end it with. And this has been in so many soundtracks for like a montage in a movie.
Okay.
And one of them is one of my a really cool movie with Michael J. Fox called Secret of My Success.
I know that movie.
Great movie, funny movie. But this one's been, like I said, so many different soundtracks. And it, once you hear the first opening note, you know it right away.
The beat sounds. Oh, yeah.
Love those horns.
Very happy-go-lucky.
And this was her only big hit, too.
You don't need it. After this one, she's good.
Yeah.
Her residuals and shit.
If you walk on sunshine, where else can you go?
Yeah, baby, yeah, for real.
You can't go no higher than the sun.
See, yeah. Again, another time for song.
This song would be dope if it slowed down too.
And don't it feel good? Hey, don't it feel good? Hey,
yeah.
Got it, man.
Another classic.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely out of the '80s again too.
Because the '80s was a golden time. Pop music, for certain metal songs, and like just in music overall, the 80s was a good time.
Oh, it was, dude.
The 80s was a good time, the 90s was a good time, and then it just went downhill.
Well, I got an honorable mention from today's music.
Who?
What's that?
Happy by Pharrell.
That's a good song.
Yes, yeah. That's another good one that I've actually
That one will
been
fight for
angry.
The top 10.
I was actually angry, and I was having a bad day when I was going to music school, and one of my teachers was like, hey, come here, do me a favor, put these headphones on and just listen to this song.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was in the middle of class, and she's like, just listen to the song. I put the headphones on, and I was like, you right. I bought it immediately after that. I bought it and put it in my playlist. Like, yeah, it cheers you up. You can't listen to this song and be like, fuck the world.
No.
You know what, man? Fuck yeah. I'm moving. Like, you get the whole ground, the whole groove with it and everything, man.
Yeah, he did that with this track.
Yeah, I get that. Again, him and his family will eat off this track for generations. Like, this is gonna be a track that'll always be played. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
Dope.
So simple, too. That happy in the background.
I wish I could see him sing it. He looks so joyful. I'm happy.
It doesn't make you happy, man.
I've never seen him look like that.
Don't fuck it up now. Let me enjoy this. It's a dope track, man. It does. It makes you smile. You know?
Yeah. Now, there's another one for me that it definitely puts me in a good mood right away. And it takes you back to that old Motown feel. You know, and it kind of reminds me a little bit of Katrina and the Waves, but just with the Motown feel on it. So here we go.
Okay.
I hear this. It just puts me in a good mood, too.
That was another good one when he dropped this one. Because it's highly reminiscent of the 80s.
Yeah.
His whole sound around that era, like 80s all the way, man.
That ice cold. Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls. Straight masterpiece. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself so pretty. I'm too hot.
Right, straight 80s, man. Like, this is Prince. And this Morris is Prince. Day. I was thinking the same thing, Morris Day and the Time.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like doing that, the bird.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Now, you can see Morris Day coming up with this song before.
That would be a dope remix. He should have did that for the remix.
That'd have been so dope. Having Morris Day in that joint. Oh, man. I love Morris Day, too.
And here's my favorite part of the horns.
The horns are the best part of the song, dog.
Yeah. Here we go.
video got?
Don't believe me, just watch.
How many views on it?
Don't believe me, just watch.
Well, I guarantee
6.87 million.
6 million, that's all?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's not the official. Oh no, wait. No, I'm sorry. 21 million.
Yeah, that's not the official one.
It's just so many. I mean,
well, either way, he killed. Like again, this is another song. But people going out on a good time, want to have a good night. Yeah, you put that song in the beginning, man. When you get dressed, like again, it's such songs like that. It's just a timeless sound. Everybody, generations, man, will be able to listen.
That takes me back to when we made mixtapes. Remember making a mixtape?
Oh yeah,
this is a happy mixtape. You make all the songs.
Listen to the radio to record each song. Yes, like, I remember doing that.
Just
part.
making the playlist. Like, okay, this is my happy song.
Yep, this is my workout song. I'm angry right
when
here.
When she comes over, you know, I mean, this. Like, that's taking me back to that. Like, oh, let me hear my happy playlist.
Absolutely.
A very innocent time.
And you got 18 tracks. You only...
That's all.
On each side. On each side.
Pick 18. That's it.
Then you had to go out and spend extra money to get the 90-minute version. You know, 90-minute cassette tape.
Or you find the hookup in your area. You pay, what, $5 for the whole tape.
Man.
It's dubbed, but you pay $5
that's
for the whole
tape.
Joint.
Yeah. Good. So there you go, guys. 10 songs that will make you have a great day. Yeah. So put that in your mix now, in your Spotify mix. Yeah.
If one stuck with you, keep it with you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So today's also National Lookalike Day.
Oh, bro.
So through the years, has anybody ever asked you guys, oh, you look like so-and-so?
Yes.
Who for you?
I've gotten Tyler Perry.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
And then Will Smith. I used to get Will Smith when I was younger. I've got Will Smith sometimes. But Tyler Perry is the one. They give me that shit, and I'm like, no, I don't look like fucking Tyler Perry. Like, we're nothing alike, yeah.
Hello.
Hell no. <nah. laughs> But that's about it. And then, like, I grew up with a cat I kind of looked like. So, yeah, like, it's a dude hilarious. In my hometown. But other than that, that's it.
That's it? Cool. How about you, BW?
Well, the most prominent one I get is Anthony Mackie. Like, that's why I grew my hair out, so I could stop hearing that.
Anthony, who's Anthony?
Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Blackie.
The Falcon.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be unseeable. Like, you're not going to be able to not see it now.
When you watch a movie,
you're going to be like, ha-ha.
Only time I actually saw was in Black Mirror when he was sitting on the couch. And I was like, what the f-?
That's a little too close,
yeah,
man.
That was weird. I looked like me on that couch.
I had a friend.
Sometimes it's real close, man. Sometimes it's real close.
I had a friend of mine named Michael Lewis. We used to work together at Whitaker Music here in Long Beach. And I never looked at him this way. And we were talking about that one time, too, like, you know, who we look like. And then he goes, you don't see it? And I'm like, no, I don't. I can't figure out. And he has a similar body type to this actor. And then all of a sudden, Michael just goes, what you talking about, Willis?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
you
shit.
You saw Gary Coleman instantly. Word.
I'm like, oh, dude. He goes, shut up.
He's a short dude, too?
Size? Yeah, Arnold. And he's a shorter man, too.
Oh, he's short, too.
Oh, he can't get away from
so that. It's like, oh, and I never thought of it until he mentioned it to me.
It would have been hilarious if he was a regular, like 5'10".
5'10",
like,
yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
But he did it. And he did it exactly the same way, too. I'm like, oh, dude, I feel bad for you.
That's a cat who had it rough.
Yeah.
Like, him, Gary Coleman had it. Like, he got long run, he got fucked. Like, I feel
bad. That's a bad choice of words with today's climate.
He got screwed over.
He got it rough.
He did. He got screwed over, man, by the business and by his parents. Like, dude was, what, he was working security at an AT&T joint?
He knew
something
Diddy?
Something like that, yeah. No, but for me...
That was fucked up.
For me, though, it was... I had my... When I was working at Knott's Berry Farm, I forgot I was my son's age, 19, and my hair was a little bit longer than what it is now. It was probably around my collarbone. And all the time, because I was one of the train robbers there, and the hat that I had and everything, I would have a lot of tourists come up and go, oh, you're that Chavez guy. And I said, well, actually, I'm his cousin. Really? Yeah, we're actually related. Yeah, so I'm glad you kind of see the resemblance or whatever. He goes, so what's your real name? I said, Lou Emerald Phillips.
Yeah. Word. Lou Diamond used to be that dude. Again, an 80s baby. That dude was all over everything in the 80s, man.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's who I said I look like. And then there's a picture of me, though, younger. I'm probably about maybe about 6 or 7, I think, or something like that. And you put a picture of me and a young Trini Lopez together.
Side by side.
You would swear I was his son.
Oh, word.
You know? It was really weird. So nowadays, I've gotten Gene Simmons for some reason. I don't know why, but I've gotten Gene Simmons a couple of times.
I wouldn't give you Gene.
Yeah. So, but I've gotten Lou Diamond Phillips when I was younger, and let's see, I'm trying to think maybe anybody else. And I think that's about it, really. People said I look like, you know, something like, well, I'm like, that's good company. I could deal with Lou Diamond.
No, I just got Tyler Perry.
But that's good though too, man.
Not really.
Why?
I'm cool.
He's done some good things on the
show. Like Larry Wilmore a little bit too.
Who the fuck is Larry Wilmore?
Look him up. He's a comedian. He's real prominent.
Okay.
All right. So, and of course today, guys, it is
420.
420. So we've got some
the Indo in Indiana.
We've got some marijuana facts for you guys here. So
we have 2024 marijuana industry statistics and data insights. Did you know that half of Americans have tried cannabis?
Yes.
79% of Americans live in a county with at least one dispensary.
Ooh.
There are 445 full-time equivalent jobs supported by legal cannabis.
Wow, that's actually a lot.
Good jobs.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
They're high-paid jobs. Okay.
Yeah. I got a nephew that's making good money on it right now. He's a transporter.
Yo.
No, they're high,
the weed industry,
high-paying jobs.
Yeah, we get you. Badoom.
The U.S. cannabis industry is expected to reach almost $40 billion in 2024.
Wow.
That's a business I want to get into. God.
Oh, yeah.
That virtual dispensary I sent you, check it out. I told you.
We do need to do that. Yeah, we can put
the sketchy budget weed out right now. 1 in 3 women over 21 consume cannabis.
I know 4.
Odds are all bad.
Cannabis. Every woman I know smokes weed. Every woman I know smokes weed, hey. Old and young. Everywhere I know smokes weed.
Cannabis will... Hold on, let's get the music back. All right. Cannabis will add $115.2 billion to the economy in 2024.
Damn.
Adult use cannabis is now legal in 24 states.
So half the country then.
Support for legalizing cannabis hit a record 70%.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's more than Biden.
Yeah.
Ranks of women and minority cannabis executives are rebounding. I don't know what that means. We getting more jobs in cannabis?
It said women, right?
It says ranks of women. They're executives. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a lot more black and women, Mexican.
You say blackened women.
Yes, he did.
I said black and women.
He says it's a lot more blackened women.
Yeah, blackened
women. What the fuck
is
blackened?
Cajun women.
Yeah, I know, right?
Cajun women.
Oh, wow. Go. I'm so going to have to use that as something. Oh, she's blackened.
Oh, she blackened, yeah.
She blackened.
Oh, she darkened. She got burnt. That's what happened.
Oh, yo.
Cannabis earns higher tax revenue than alcohol in 9 states.
I believe that.
Which California got everyone? Vegas.
Probably Oregon, Colorado.
Denver,
Colorado. Wait, what?
That's the same place.
Yeah. I know. Colorado, here, Arizona, Nevada.
Texas, maybe.
Are we talking about legal or recreational?
It's legal. It's got to be
either way, legal.
Tax, if it's
Arkansas,
tax,
Louisiana, which I was shocked. Like, oh, shit. But the highest tax is without a doubt California.
Shout out to those 9 states.
Mm-hmm.
Average retail cannabis prices dropped -32%.
That's good.
Since 2021.
And they're still making it in the billions. Jesus.
Because you got that many, when you got that many stores, man, and you got people low key that won't go to a dispensary, they order it from somebody else. Like
Steve does that.
Oh, he orders it online.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get the sketchy budget joint up because he don't order from us. Yeah.
Yeah, well, part of it is because he doesn't have a car. So.
Yeah, we need that.
But, no more looking for the weed, man.
Yeah, we got you, baby.
This. Hold on. Last one. And dispensaries accepting debit cards earn an average of $4,627 more than cash-only retailers. So get them cards in.
There you go. Yeah.
And that's your 2024 Marijuana Industry Statistics and Data Insights. Thank you.
Yay. All right. That's good, man. And then also, I think, you know, like I said, these guys have been working really hard on getting us sponsors, too. So, and we have one more sponsor before we go today. And actually, it's happening this weekend, as far as I'm concerned, too, because it's also dealing with the Long Beach Grand Prix, which is this weekend. You know, so it's going to kind of goes hand in hand, I think, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. So let's go ahead and fire this off.
Do you love cannabis? Do you enjoy a bit of the cans? Let's be direct. Do you love smoking pot?
If so, come on down to Marijuana Madness this Saturday. At the Long Beach Convention Center, it's only $4.20 to get in.
At Marijuana Madness, you can learn the latest weed buying tips, buy state-of-the-art weed paraphernalia, and meet the laziest weed smoking people you've ever wanted to meet in your life.
Every type of grade and quality of weed is available all under one roof. One very stone roof. Weed like shake.
Skunk.
Ganja.
Maui Wowie.
Apalka Gold.
Mexican Red.
Pocololo.
Black Bag Diva.
Brook Red Hair.
Black State Black.
Pennsylvania Stinkweed.
Tijuana Brown Eye.
Detroit Skidmark.
Fresno Dumpster.
And many more.
Let's say you got your weed. You got your Bob Marley t-shirt and you just want to watch a little too.
Marijuana Madness has over 5,000 televisions scattered across our convention center, showing almost every television show that can make a pot smoker laugh his ass off, whether it's supposed to or not. Shows like Scooby-Doo.
What's new Scooby-Doo?
The whole new Scooby-Doo.
Shaggy and Scooby-Doo Get a Clue.
That 70s show.
That 90s
show. Any show involving midgets.
The Price is Right.
South Park.
Family Guy.
The Office.
CBS Evening News.
CNN News with Anderson Cooper.
Robot Chicken.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
The Flight Attendant.
High Maintenance.
Jersey Shore.
Two Dope Queens.
Sex Lives of College Girls.
Pawn Stars.
And many, many more.
If you like smoking marijuana, then you like animals, people, being with your spouse, or even texting, while we invite you to come on down to Marijuana Madness this Saturday at the San Bernardino Convention Center.
Smoking pot just isn't a hobby. It's a lifestyle. Come and learn everything that pot can do to help you embrace that lifestyle. Things like procrastinating.
Eating lost junk food.
Being paranoid.
Losing your short-term memory.
Not taking anything seriously.
Letting your dreams die.
Being too lazy to visit your dying grandmother.
Blowing off job interview.
Losing your short-term memory.
Blowing off job interview.
Playing hacky sack.
Playing frisbee golf.
Losing your short-term memory.
Giving up on actually making something of yourself.
Voting RFK Jr.
Reading Doom.
Losing your sex drive.
Going to Comic-Con.
Watching life pass you by.
So if you like smoking weed, buying weed, and smelling weed, talking about weed, and being around people whose lives revolve around weed, then come on down to Riverside Convention this Saturday.
Saturday?
Saturday for Marijuana Madness. Actually,
you guys actually did a really good job on that. That was awesome.
That was fun.
That was awesome. Oh my gosh, that was cool. That was so cool.
Something we can relate to.
We have intimate knowledge of, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know all these strands.
Yeah. I smoked that one. I got that one at the house.
Oh, that was good. That was good really
show,
good, man.
That was a good show. It was a fun show. It's been real, y'all.
Real.
It's been fun.
It's the perfect day for 420, too.
It is.
It already looked like the California.
Just stay
smoking.
In the house.
Yeah, California look like it's smoking right now. It's all cloudy.
They got a lot of good deals going on, too.
Oh, yeah. You
got to
hit every dispensary. Let's go on the dispensary tour.
That's a good mic. I got to get some gummies myself, so.
I just might, man.
Get myself some sleep and relax.
So next sponsor is Sketchy Budget Weed.
Yes, sir.
There you go, Sketchy Budget Weed. Get it now.
Get it now.
On a budget.
Along with your dad voice.
Yeah.
You know you want that weed.
Mm-mm. Love this. All right, guys. Well, have an awesome weekend, everybody. Don't forget, show's website is yourweeklydose.com. X and Instagram is yourweeklydose1, and Facebook, find us at yourweeklydose. And remember, if you want to email us any comments or anything like that, our email address is yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Please leave us a message. Come and holler at us. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to look for me, I'm Brown Waters everywhere. If you want to see our content, it's Sketchy Budget everywhere.
Yep. For real, leave a, on the podcast, though, leave us a comment below. Let us know what section y'all like. You know what I'm saying? It helps us engage with the audience. Also, Sketchy Budget Entertainment everywhere. Google us. We all over that
new
joint.
We just dropped something new.
Yeah, we did. We just dropped a new sketch. And talk to you next weekend, baby.
All righty, guys. If you want to follow me, Sean, on anywhere, it's simply Sean R. Unplugged. And now I get to go down to the guitar shop and pick up my two guitars that just got new pickups in it.
Can't wait! I'm so excited.
All right, guys, take care of each other. We will catch you next week. Get high, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.